Our Lord sends his apostles to row across the Sea of Galilee, knowing full well that they would meet strong winds. Christ did this because he wanted to strengthen their faith and trust in himself. Being God Almighty, he intended to come to them at exactly the right moment and work two miracles, walking on the water and calming the storm. The result is as he had intended. Their faith in him was strengthened, and they proclaimed that he was the Messiah. St. Peter, who at this point is already the recognized leader of the apostles, and, if you pay attention, is also always the most daring or perhaps foolish among them, he shows himself ready to risk drowning in order to prove his trust and confidence in Christ. While he trusts in Christ, all goes well. But as he turns away from Christ to look at the waves and the storm, his faith is immediately weakened. He would have been lost were it not for the outstretched hand of his Lord. Christ saves him from his drowning and pulls him back onto the boat. Now, this whole event for both St. Peter and the apostles was a very necessary lesson in their education on who Christ was and how they were to respond to him in the midst of turmoil. So, this being said, as usual, this gospel provides us with a necessary lesson as well. I mean, we too must continue to trust in Christ in the midst of our sufferings, even when God seems to have deserted us. Now, most of the sufferings of our lives are caused by the brokenness of the human condition and how people treat us, right? I guess the remainder can be attributed to our own defects and sins or to some weakness in our mental bodily makeup. Being almighty, our Lord obviously foresees all these misfortunes and could technically prevent them. And sometimes he does. Yet, most of the time, he allows them to run their course. Now, why is this? I mean, after all, it seems at times like it doesn't make sense why we have to undergo what we have to undergo. Why does God allow this or that? It's not always clear to us in the moment, but our sufferings can and should be the means of educating us in our knowledge of life's true meaning. Christ obviously foresaw the storm his apostles would encounter when he sent them off across the sea. But that trial and the danger they ran into was actually for their own good, because they learned to realize that he was God and they could always trust him. A good came out of the evil of the danger. Now, our own personal sufferings are also foreseen by God and permitted by him, even if inflicted on us by someone else. Because we're imperfect beings, right, our first response to unpredicted suffering is usually annoyance or anger or hurt or despair. Yet with the eyes of faith, suffering can also draw us closer to him and help us on the road to heaven. One of the hardest things to do, yet also the thing that is most freeing when we actually carry it out, is to surrender and accept the suffering as part of God's will.